I did a little poll on my website asking people what their favorite romantic restaurant was, and we had a lot of good votes, and that we came up with the Venetian Room at the Caribe Royale. It's one of our fancier restaurants in town. Mm-hmm. So fine dining, so nothing says love like spending a lot of money on dinner. And then K Restaurant, which is kind of homey. It's in an old house, actually. So you have this nice little comfortable at-home feel, except you don't have to do the dishes. I like that. Chef's Table at the Edgewater out in Winter Garden. Always a nice little comfortable place to go. It's not, I wouldn't call it a fancy, but it's intimate.
When people talk about what they look for in a romantic restaurant, are they more concerned with the decor and the sort of feel of the place, or is it more about the food?
Well, you know, it's romantic is as romantic does. So, you know, if you and your significant other met at, you know, in a loud, raucous restaurant, maybe like something as loud as Hard Rock Cafe, that might be what you consider to be the romantic place for you. And that's where you want to go back to every year. But I don't know. I'm an old romantic, I guess. I like the quiet conversation, the low lighting, the, you know, maybe candlelight. That would be nice.
The two places you mentioned, which are on this smaller side there, the Chef's Table and then K Restaurant, I imagine you would have to get in early with your bookings.
Yeah, you really want to get your reservation out now. You don't want to just show up at the restaurant expecting to have a nice romantic dinner for Valentine's Day and, you know, not be able to get in. Definitely, you got to have a reservation for Valentine's, wherever you're going.
I'm curious to know, Scott, too, were there any surprises in that poll you ran on your website? Anything that really stuck out as an unusual choice for Valentine's Day?
Well, you know, I allowed write-ins, so I got some strange responses. I even got Scott Joseph's restaurant, which, you know, I don't have a restaurant. we had a couple of write-ins that really got a lot of votes, like Bistro on Park and Lolilo. I think they had a lot of friends maybe that stepped up and voted for them. They're both mm-hmm. very nice places, and I could see that you could have a romantic dinner in one of those places. There are some places that are going to be doing some specials, too, for Valentine's Day that you might want to think about. This one's a little unusual. La Femme de Fromage. This is a little place in East End Market that specializes in cheese.
The cheese lady.
Right, yeah. If you've been there, you know they've just got a little counter. And she can only take six people at a time. So you've got three couples. But it's not going to be just cheese. She's got some other food coming in. And I think it's after the market closes down for the evening. So it'll be quiet. It won't be all the hustle and bustle. But something a little bit different like that might be nice. Emeralds Orlando, nice, big, fancy place. A little loud for some people. But they're going to be doing a special chef's tasting menu for $60 per person or $105 with the sommelier wine pairings, which is, I think, a pretty good deal. Carmel Cafe, the folks there are offering perfect pairings. They're not talking about you. They're talking about their food and the wines. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty good deal. They've got some steamed lobster and some filet and lobster tail. And all the wines that they're going to pair with those are 90-plus ratings on the Wine Spectator. So that's pretty good.
Thank you, Scott.
You're welcome.